This podcast replay is brought to you by Sloman's Home Security, where you can get a free doorbell camera. The first 40 Big O listeners call 1-800-ALARM-ME and get a free doorbell camera with the installation of your Sloman Shield, and it includes an LED touchscreen, motion detector, three contacts, and backup battery. Call 1-800-ALARM-ME. Protect your family. Call 1-800-ALARM-ME.
Mavs lost last night to the Warriors. Okay. This is funny as hell. I mean, it's funny, it's sad, it's twisted, all these kind of things, right? So they lost last night. I know there was a terrible call there with the Warriors, and they got an easy basket. And I know Cuban's challenging it, and he probably won't win, whatever. They lost last night to the Warriors, who, by the way, never win on the road, but they beat the Mavs 127 to 125.
Kyrie was out with an injury, you know, because he's so reliable. And not only that, okay, you know that the Mavs are 36 and 37. Do you know that since February 8th, the first day that Kyrie played, whether he's played or not in games, okay, since the trade, since he took the court for the first time on February 8th, since then till now, yesterday they played without him, they are 7-11 since that trade. 7-11 since the trade. I don't know the exact record because I didn't feel like going through how many of those wins and losses are with Kyrie, right? But it just goes to show you, you know what I mean? That some players, it doesn't matter. They might put up stats, you know, like Whiteside, but it doesn't necessarily mean that they're winning players. And that's what sometimes people don't understand. And with Kyrie Irving, he's got an incredible skill set. But it doesn't necessarily mean that he's playing constantly winning basketball. And just because he hit a shot, a big shot with Cleveland, and they won the championship, it's still LeBron, the one that was doing all the heavy lifting in the end. And Kyrie, the flake that he is, he'll compliment you, and you hope he compliments you well that day. But it shows you on a consistent basis that Kyrie Irving has never and never will be a leader, should not ever be any kind of pillar of stability in your organization, should not be your franchise player. It's just a guy that's got a lot of ability, but still lacks all the professionalism in the world. And 7-11 shows it right there. They traded on February 6th, Dinwiddie, Dorian Finney-Smith, a 2027 second rounder, a 2029 second rounder, and a 2029 first rounder. They traded depth, they traded draft picks, and they may end up losing this guy at the end of the year because in the end, do you tie? I mean, if you end up missing the playoffs or this is terrible at the end, why would you want to re-sign him? What would motivate you to re-sign this bum? Seriously, what would motivate you to re-sign bum-ass Kyrie Irving? I'm so sick and tired of talking about his handle and that he can shoot. The guy's a moron, and the guy is not a winner. Just not. You can have him. You can keep him. All of that.